you're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, it's good to have you on.
Hello.
It's always good to have you on. Yeah. Michelle Obama and Eric Holder are not in agreement. I don't think that that means they agree with anything on the Republican side, but there's talks of mobs right now. There's talks of who's allowed to do what and how and so on and so forth. But, you know, what do you think about Michelle Obama coming out and saying, no, we still need to go high?
I commend her for it. I think she took responsibility. What her statement was about was to take the high road and not give in to negativity when the shoe was on the other foot, when it was all the supposed aggression was coming from, you know, the right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how the pendulum has, at least perception, has changed to where if that had been President Trump who said, if they go low, we kick them.
Hmm. I didn't even think of that.
Nick at Night would be covering that story. You know what I'm saying?
That.
Like, literally every channel would be talking about the president and saying violence and basically writing a check for his supporters to cash. And he got a lot of, he got a lot of throwing for a guy who came into one of his rallies and trashed him and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And he's like, throw him out, kick him out of here, you know? And everyone was like, oh, man. But it's kind of the same thing. And here's the thing. This is what bothers me about these people when they get cameras in front of them. And it's not just him, but in general, when politicians and celebrities talk tough, they're not cashing those checks. The people that support them have to cash those checks.
Yeah.
So if you're a Democrat who's you know, working hard trying to get your point of view across, or you're trying to get somebody elected, your people get registered to vote, and he's painted you in that corner, when you come across some Trump supporters or some independents or whatever, the line's already been drawn, and it's like if you defend it, then you're forcing their hand. People, like I said, with sometimes when President Trump, when he gloats a little bit about a big victory, and he's had a lot of victories lately, that the people who have to cash those checks are the people who support him, the people who wear his red hat when they walk out the streets, and people who are disgruntled and upset or feel picked on or left out, they go after them.
Yeah.
The only thing for him is him making that comment, and everybody laughed about it. It didn't come from a place of power. Like, I feel like he's you have to kind of Google him to look him up. I mean, you know who he is. I know who he is. But the average person on the street is like, who is that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're speaking with Tyrus, who is going to be part of the new lineup at Fox Nation. Make sure you check out Fox Nation, which is a subscription-based place to get content that you know you're going to love if you love Fox News. Also on Twitter, at Planet Tyrus. You know, you talk about Trump's rhetoric and the things that he says. I think that since the Kavanaugh thing kind of went to pot and Christine Blasey Ford came out and made her testimony, I'm looking through his Twitter timeline right now, but I'm noticing a subtle difference in when he's choosing to weigh in and when he's choosing not to weigh in. I don't know if this is on purpose. I have a feeling most of the things he does is purposeful, but have you noticed maybe a little bit of a change? Maybe it's specific to the midterm election, but we haven't had a lot of these, you know, personal attacks, a lot like what you were talking about at the rally where he was making fun of specific people at rallies in really crude ways. I kind of feel like maybe we're getting a subtler, you know, maybe social media version of Donald Trump. Have you noticed that at all?
I think he has gotten to a point where he's starting to realize that he doesn't need to fight with everyone. He doesn't need to defend himself. His record is starting to speak for itself in terms of he got the Supreme Court pick in, he got his taxes in, he's moving other stuff around, like the economy is doing great. So he's in a different situation where I think before people were taking shots at him, and he felt because maybe, you know, the healthcare situation at the time was resignations and stuff, or the Russian investigation was on every front page. I think he was just in a situation where he was always feeling like he had to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that stuff's kind of died down a little bit, and now he's more focused on being as presidential as he can. He's never going to not be who he is, and he was elected for who he is. Everyone knew who he is. He tells it like it is, and how he feels about something, he doesn't hide that. And honestly, I much rather be around somebody who tells me what they think and what they feel, even if they're wrong.
So true.
Somebody who comes to you like an angel, somebody, a devil, will smile in your face and backtalk you, at least with the President of the United States, you know exactly where you stand with him.
Yeah.
You know, although, be it, you might find out on Twitter or, you know, at a rally, but you'll know. So I think, yeah, you answer your question, I think, a little bit, but the media won't allow that because they're, every time he has a speech, he's talking to his base, and he was trying to say, he would have said something differently, but with the Me Too movement now, he can't say those things. So maybe his sarcasm, but you get the point. He's saying he's changing his behavior in the way he speaks because of the Me Too movement, but instead they just want, oh, he was making fun of it. He was bashing it. He was making fun of it. He would have said what he wanted to say, and then he would have said something about the Me Too movement. So it doesn't really matter what he does, so he might as well just keep doing what he feels like doing.
Yeah. Tyrus, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about the words that he puts out there. Those are the checks that have to be cashed by folks like me who just sit here in the middle of flyover country for 3 hours a day trying to talk about why I think the conservative way is the best way to do government, smaller government, limited regulation. These are the type of things that this president is doing. But then it gets clouded over by the things that he says. And now I'm here to defend conservatism. And if Donald Trump is the guy who's going to do that for me, for my kids, for the future of this country, then I got to get behind him. It makes it a lot harder. But at the same time, to your point, he's recalibrated the whole politician spectrum, because just like you said, Americans want honesty and truth. And I am sick and tired of the prim and proper, polished politician who thinks that he or she knows everything that I want to hear. Tell me what is true and tell me what the worst case scenario is and how you can keep us from getting there.
You're 110% correct. And here's the thing. This is why he's been so good for politics. And whether you care for him or not, now when someone like, for example, we'll keep it on our own party, we won't even talk about Democrats today. Ted Cruz, there's a guy, right? He's in a tougher re-election, which it shouldn't even be close, but it's close because people are now wary of that old, he's always going to say the right thing. He can't even defend his actions with President Trump, and they had a bitter rivalry during when he was running for the Republican nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump would have said, "Well, yeah, I couldn't stand him, and I still don't like him a little bit, but we got to work together." But you would know where he's coming from.
Yeah, and that's as honest. That's as honest as we are.
Yeah, he still does the political answer. You know, like, if it was me, like, yeah, I'm so pissed he said stuff about my wife. But business is business. That's personal. I'm just going to move on with it. You know, he could have said, gave us that, and be like, you know what, that's real. But instead, it's like, well, I have to do what's best for the country.
Mm-hmm.
You sacrificed your personal feelings for the betterment of the country. Since when the senators ever start doing that?
Yeah.
And I'm just not about, every time I get on the air, I'm like, term limits. We need to make sure we start getting that out there, because Donald Trump, or President Trump, gets all the heat from the media, but the real villains in all this is, in my opinion, the senators on the Democratic and Republican side, because all they do is obstruction. All they do is they omit the truth. There's a reason why I think the last approval rating I saw from them was like -7.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're literally, it's like Satan Senate. Like, it's pretty hard to beat up, you know, the devil in a popularity contest. They literally, and that's because people are tired of these long-winded, ridiculous, fake answers.
Yeah.
And with Trump, it's literally, I'm taking a quote, even when he lies, he tells the truth. It's literally, he's Scarface when he's on the mic.
You know, you talked about term limits, and Nikki Haley essentially just term limited herself. She had been serving as governor. Her governorship and her time as UN ambassador totaled 8 years. And she said, basically, I think people have had enough of me. We don't know what Nikki Haley is going to do next. Lots of speculation out there. But there's one interesting thing about Nikki Haley resigning. The massive support she has on both the Republican side and the Democratic side. And here's what I don't hear people saying about her success in that job. People aren't talking about the fact that she's a woman. It's not the lead to her time as UN ambassador. She was just really good at the job. And I think that speaks volumes to this conservative side of the aisle where the, you know, slogan, I'm with her, that was like the whole platform of Hillary's candidacy, was to make sure that you understood, first and foremost, she's a chick. Nikki Haley has, and I admire that so much as a mother, as a female myself, to be able to see somebody who was just really, really darn good at what they did. And, oh, yeah, by the way, she happened to be a woman.
And that should be the goal of every person who does their job. It should not be, okay, this, I'm going to go back wrestling on you. Arn Anderson from the Four Horsemen was one of my trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the greatest minds in the history of the wrestling business. And he's part of the Four Horsemen and whatever, and Double A. Somebody once said, when I was in the ring, they were like, Tyrus, man, he's pretty fast for a big man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I took it as a compliment. And he looked at me and said, that's not a compliment.
Yeah, it qualified
you need to be pretty fast.
Yeah.
And you just happen to be a big man.
Mm-hmm.
Because being, it's almost an insult. You know, it's like you're a really, you know,
it's an insinuation that you're playing in a substandard league.
Yeah.
Like, there's the people who just get to be good
he's
at what
really
they
good
do.
For a woman.
Yeah. Who wants to be that person?
Guy, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's what I call, it's like the liberal slap in the face.
Yeah. And
but
it's supposed to be
smiling at you.
Yeah. It's supposed to make you feel warm and fuzzy. And then they leave and you're like, well, wait a second. Like, you think about it, and you're like, I don't, you have California. California just passed some ordinance that said that, like, by, I don't know what the year was, it's like 2020 or 2024, these high-level boards have to require a woman. I'm like, do I want to walk into the room and be like, hey, I'm here, I'm your woman. Like, give me a break. I want to be there for my brain, not for other
like
parts of my body.
Board for, like, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
What woman wants to be on that?
it's just bizarre, and nobody wants to be, you know, you don't want to be the token big guy. You don't want to be the token woman. You don't want to be the token millennial. I'm sure that you don't want to be the token black guy. It's the token idea.
Nobody wants, but that's what's, and then that's the comfort zone of putting people in their place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why those groups who are 90% of the time very liberal hate a guy like our president, who doesn't matter what you are, where you come from, he will either love you or he will hate you and disrespect you just the same.
And you will know.
And you will know. And so is it better to know where you stand or have someone smile in your face and say, considering what your genetic or racial makeup is, you're doing very good for yourself, and maybe pat you on the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the I call it racism. That's the racism that bothers me. I don't have a problem with someone saying I'm a white activist or I'm a Hispanic activist or whatever. You're open, you're honest. We can still have a disagreement, but we can have a dialogue, and I know where you stand from. The ones who cover everything up with compliments and backhanded situations and stuff like that, those are the ones issues I have problems with.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tyrus, it's always great to have you on. Looking forward to your debut on Fox Nation. I'm looking at the website.
You really should be looking forward to, because you are, I'm getting my guest list put together. We just haven't had the launch date yet. Once I have the launch date, then you're going to get a call from a woman by the name of Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer.
I suggest you take that call.
All right.
Because she's going to try to figure out what day works best for you.
I love it.
Get away. This is going to happen.
You better make it happen now that you keep leading me on like this. It's got to happen. My producer is dancing for me right now, saying she's just happy,
you know, too. It's funny. They actually gave me that kind of power.
Yeah. Are you worried about that? Are you drunk with it yet? Maybe a little.
A little bit. I'm talking in third person a lot.
Well,
Tyrus,
I'm going to speak it. I'm going to do the same thing. It sounds like a good morale boost for the self. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. On Twitter, at Planet Tyrus, go to Fox Nation and sign up. You can put your email address in there so you get all the updates so that you can be on top of it when. And the Fox Nation list of cast of characters is massive. And Tyrus is right there in the midst of them. So it's always great to have you on. We look forward to talking to you every week.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.